This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Nichols. A Missouri lawmaker arrested for possessing marijuana says he's resigning from a Democratic campaign position, but not from his current office. Representative Jeremy LaFavor said today he's stepping down as chairman of the House Democratic Victory Committee, which raises money for House candidates. House Minority Leader Jake Hummel has accepted his resignation. LaFavor says he'll stay on as representative because he believes he can still be an effective lawmaker. He's apologized for the incident, but the Missouri Republican Party says he should resign. LaFavor was arrested Sunday after a traffic stop in Boone County for possessing a marijuana pipe and up to 1.2 ounces of marijuana. He sponsored an unsuccessful bill this year that would have lowered penalties for possessing small amounts of the drug. A project to use a giant grass for a biofuel is back on the drawing board after several problems arose during a test burn. The grass, which is being grown in three regions in Missouri and Arkansas, is part of a federal program with MFA Oil to create a biofuel at Columbia's municipal power plant. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a test conducted last October didn't go well. Some of the grass pellets disintegrated and often burned too quickly. MFA Oil attributed the problems to Columbia's older power plant technology and equipment. More tests are reportedly planned. A prominent Missouri financial advisor and campaign fundraiser for President Barack Obama has entered a plea deal to charges she stalked and harassed her daughter's ex-boyfriend. Nadia Kavner was sentenced today to 5 years of probation and 6 months of home detention. Prosecutors say Kavner asked private investigators to follow and conduct surveillance on her daughter's former boyfriend and his new girlfriend in Memphis. Records show Kavner organized the July 2008 fundraiser for President Obama in Springfield and has donated to Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill. Federal prosecutors had recommended probation for Kavner, who pleaded guilty in April to interstate stalking. A Missouri House Interim Committee tasked with looking at how efficiently state government operates spent today scrutinizing the Department of Social Services. One area they focused on is how much time social services employees spend on their caseloads versus other tasks. Republican committee member Marcia Hafner of St. Louis County says she's concerned that department workers are spending more time registering clients to vote than they are in case files.
I had no idea that that was the function of Missouri Social Services, that we are paying state employees who are having a problem getting their paperwork so we can get reimbursed from the federal government. We're paying them on our nickel to register voters.
Hafner says processing case files should be a higher priority for social services workers than registering voters. In response, Social Services Acting Director Brian Kincaid says they're required by federal law to provide voter registration services to all of their clients. Cape Girardeau is buzzing about the possibility of a major motion picture filming there. The Southeast Missourian reports that 20th Century Fox has given strong indications that Cape Girardeau could be the location for filming Gone Girl, which will star Ben Affleck. Several homeowners in the town have had their homes inspected and photographed by location scouts in recent weeks. Last Saturday, about 1,400 people turned out for a weekend casting call for prospective background extras. The book upon which the movie is based was published in 2012 and is largely set in a Missouri town on the Mississippi River. And a rescue dog who gained some notoriety after the 2011 Joplin tornado will soon be back in the spotlight. Lily, who works with the Newton County Rescue and Recovery Team, will be the subject of a children's book and a newspaper series. The six-year-old dog worked for 14 days after the tornado. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols.